This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Week 7 is absolutely brutal for bye weeks, and especially when it comes to the fantasy landscape. We've got a bunch of big hitters missing. Fear not, I got your streamers for quarterback, tight end, and defense coming up right now. Let's dive right in, kicking things off at quarterback. My top streamer of the week is going to be Tua Tagovailoa. After coming off of IR, crossing the pond, he goes over there and drops 329 yards and 2 scores on the Jags while completing 70% of his passes, chipped in another 22 yards on the ground. Now he gets a matchup with the Falcons, who, despite being on bye last week, are still tied for the 11th most passing touchdowns given up to quarterbacks, and on a points per game basis are tied for the 6th most. So even with some of the injuries that the Dolphins have on the offensive side of the ball, I think you can still fire Tua up with confidence going up against Atlanta. Next up is going to be Derek Carr. Started off the year really strong. He was leading the league in passing yards and then had two absolute dud performances in weeks 3 and 4. He did bounce back in a big way, kind of surprisingly too, going up against a really stout, stingy Broncos defense that going into week 5, had been allowing the second fewest fantasy points per game to the quarterback position. Now Carr gets to go home, gets that matchup with Philly. We're not afraid of that defense at all. On the year, they have given up 12 passing touchdowns, which is tied for 8th most in the league. Speaking of back-to-back dud performances, let's talk about Sam Darnold. I'm going to mention him here again in the streamers video. He is going to be dropped after what he did last week. Barely completed over 40% of his passes, 1 touchdown, 2 turnovers. But fear not, the Giants are coming. And we're talking about a defense that has struggled all year long. Following week 6, the Giants have given up the 5th most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks, including the 10th most yards, and they are tied for giving up the 3rd most passing touchdowns. So I think you can go back to Darnold in this spot. Moving over to the tight end streamers for week 7, there's nothing like bye weeks to remind you of just how gross the tight end landscape is, but here we go. Top stream for this week is going to be Ricky Seals-Jones. Now, obviously, last week, Taylor Heinicke disappointed, talked about him on the streaming show last week, but RSJ did not. Caught 4 of his 6 targets for 58 yards and a score. Now gets a matchup against the Packers defense that, again, we're not worried about anything there. They're banged up on defense. They have given up big games to TJ Hawkinson and George Kittle, not comparing RSJ to those two. But they also did just give up 49 yards on 4 catches to Cole Kmet, who hasn't had more than 40 yards since week 1. So the Washington defense is still dookie. Rodgers is still going to do his thing, and that's going to force Washington into a negative game script. And I think RSJ has another streaming-worthy week. Second option here is someone who's a little bit more widely owned, but after a trade, becomes a much more intriguing option, and that is Zach Ertz. Now, obviously, this one here is all about Kyler Murray, right? Just getting attached to that offense any way you can. Ertz has had a couple of solid games this year, and Max Williams was actually picking up steam before he got injured, so definitely not the worst pickup, and especially for tight end, beggars can't be choosers. But I don't think that the fact that he has gotten away from Goddard and he's the only show in town, that he's just going to be this locked-in top 12 guy. I think he's still going to have his dud weeks because of the amount of weapons that are there. But again, this Kyler Murray offense, you want pieces of it, and a tight end slim pickings, so Zach Ertz does make some sense. The last tight end streamer I'm going to mention for week 7 is Cole Kmet. Mentioned him really quickly when I was talking about Ricky Seals-Jones. Now, this Bears offense has not lived up to some of the expectation and hope that a lot of us were, you know, looking for and wishing for whenever Justin Fields took over in the starting spot, but they are going to be getting a matchup here against Tampa. They've been giving up production to the tight end position all year. They're tied for giving up the third most receptions to tight ends, the 11th most yards, and there's only 3 teams that have given up more touchdowns to the position. So if you're desperate for tight end, I think you can close your eyes and throw the dart at Cole Kmet and have, you know, feel okay about playing him given the matchup. Moving on to defense. I didn't think that it was possible to feel grosser about a position other than tight end, but this week, defense might be the grossest of all. If you need a stream in week 7, hopefully some of these top 3 options are available to you, but they are sitting around 50% roster ship. So I'm going to talk about these 3, then head on 2 more widely available options. So real quick, if they're available, Arizona is the top choice. Going up against Houston, really don't need to go into any more detail other than that. The Saints, they get a matchup with Geno Smith. And even though they had their bye week last week, they're still the number 3 scoring fantasy defense. But again, might not be available. The last defense sitting around that 50% roster mark is the 49ers. They get a matchup with Indy. Now, Wentz has only turned the ball over 3 times this year, but he has been sacked 14 times, which is the 11th most in the league. The 49ers defensive line is going to be healthy coming off their bye week. Colts offensive line is still banged up. This over-under in this game right now is sitting at 45, so not a super high total. The Colts are actually running plays at the slowest pace in the league, and San Fran is sitting at 22nd. So while you might not get a bunch of, you know, big plays out of San Fran, a bunch of turnovers, they're probably going to limit the amount of big plays as well. With these teams playing at such a slow pace, you can at least feel confident that San Fran isn't going to hurt you defensively. Got 2 gross ones here, but they are more widely available. So if you didn't keep your defense and one of these other defenses aren't available to you, here are 2 you can go with. First one I want to touch on quickly is the Dolphins. There are some things to like in this matchup, but the only way I'm touching them is if at least one of their 2 top corners come back, with Xavier Howard and Byron Jones. If neither of those come back, I'm not going to be looking to it. I don't think they're going to be a team that's picked up, so you can kind of wait on this one, but that is just one of those grosser teams I want to mention. I didn't think, you know, last week I talked about the Bengals. They came through. I was thinking that might be the last time, like, I felt gross about one, but week 7 is doing me dirty here. The New York Giants. Listen, I know every team that's gone up against them has just absolutely ran through them. They're not putting up much of a fight defensively, but hear me out. We're looking at a game that has the 2nd lowest over-under on the week. It's actually just 0.5 higher than the lowest one, which is the Patriots and the Jets. I talked about Darnold as a streaming option. I still believe in Darnold as a streaming option, but he has given up 5 turnovers in the last 2 games. The Giants are actually blitzing at a pace that's tied for 7th highest in the league. They're just not getting any pressure. Panthers' offensive line, however, might provide us some opportunity. They have the 6th worst PFF pass blocking grade, and Football Outsiders has Carolina with the 9th worst adjusted sack rate. Darnold has also been sacked 18 times on the year, which is tied for the 2nd most in the league. So there's some light here at the end of this dark, dungy defensive tunnel. So if one of those top 3 options aren't available to you, I think you could go with the Giants, but hopefully you don't have to reach down this far. Other than that, it is super gross here with defenses. All right, everybody, that is going to wrap up the week 7 streaming video. Hope you guys liked it. If you did, please give us a sub and a like on YouTube. If you're listening on podcast, leave us a rate and review. We really would appreciate it. I do just want to mention really quickly that we have some merch out now. That'll be in the description on both YouTube and podcast. Don't forget about checking out Thrive. We do have a promo code for you all to use, and that is TFA for Thrive Fantasy. If you're unfamiliar with them, think DFS, but with player props. I've been on there the past couple of weeks. It's been a lot of fun. Been really enjoying it. If you guys jump in, again, don't forget to use the code. They will match you dollar for dollar up to $100 on your first deposit. So you'll just get a completely free match on there for anywhere from $10 to $100. And if you have any questions on streamers, waivers, anything like that, you can jump in the Discord for absolutely free. You can get that link below as well. Or as always, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, drop a comment here on the YouTube channel. We'll make sure that we get to all of them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.